Well, folks, we've been covering COVID for almost a year, and one of the things that we've been focusing on is the mass vaccinations are going around the state, primarily, it seems like, in rural communities where most of our affiliates are. We have a state representative from St. Louis County, a freshman representative, Representative Michael Burton, who's from Lakeshire, who is calling on the governor to prioritize teachers for the COVID-19 vaccination. I'm Brian Houseworth, State Representative Michael Burton, who's from Lakeshire, kind enough to give us a few minutes here. Lakeshire, a small community in St. Louis County. Representative, I appreciate your time. Pretty basic call. You want the Parson administration to prioritize teachers. Tell us why.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we need to prioritize teachers because that was the original plan that Governor Parsons had, is to have the teachers at least have their first shot of the vaccination by the time our kids started going back to school. And as we know, it's been quite a rough rollout of the vaccine. And for that reason, I'm asking the governor and his team to move teachers from Tier 3 to Tier 2. Right now, you know, there's a potential that they could not get the first vaccination shot for possibly a month. Could be possibly 2 to 3 months. There's no guarantee. And I think that's very concerning because we're talking about our teachers here. So,
Representative, I was not at the press conference, so I'll put that out full disclosure. I was working here from the newsroom the other day, but on Thursday, I do know a local TV reporter, I want to say from Channel 13, asked the governor about, she didn't mention your proposal by name, but she did ask about this very issue. And actually, she asked it to Director Randall Williams, DHS Director Williams, and he essentially said that the Parson administration, he didn't say we're opposed to it, but he really did say they're opposed to it because he said their priority is the elderly and the most vulnerable. He referred to that as their North Star. A, did you hear him say that? And B, your reaction to that?
Yes, I actually met with Dr. Williams. We were not in regular session that day, but I found out that he was up here and speaking in front of a committee. So I came back up to the Capitol and I caught him in the hallway and had a conversation with him. And I understand where he's coming from. And it's a difficult thing. You know, it's an extremely difficult thing. And I'm sensitive to all of those very complicated things that we have to take into consideration. One of my points is, for instance, this morning, actually, my mother got her first vaccination shot. And I'm just like super thrilled. But I'm still asking my mother to stay at home, socially distance, you know, do all of the things that we have been doing. And that goes for anybody that's 65 and older, anybody that's vulnerable. Even if you get the first shot, we're still asking you to take all the precautions. Teachers, on the other hand, are not able to do that. They have to be in the classroom. And so that's why I think we have to prioritize them. And I believe, you know, going by the CDC recommendations, that it will make actually everybody safe. It will make the parents of those students safer. It will make the grandparents of those students safer. And I think that we need to prioritize the teachers.
Final question, and I really appreciate your time. I want to go back to your conversation in the hall with Dr. Williams. It sounds like it was a respectful conversation where he told you what their policy is and that you express your concerns. But it sounds like it was actually a pretty good conversation based on what you're saying, at least a respectful one. You knew where he was coming from. He knew where you were coming from. Am I hearing that right?
Absolutely. And in fact, I caught him in the hallway. We had a decent conversation. He was whisked away to make more testimony. And when he was actually finished, he saw me standing there and he actually brought me back out into the hallway to finish our conversation. So it was definitely a respectful conversation and we both know where we stand. My idea was that I was trying to get through to him is to possibly have a mass vaccination event just for teachers. And that was something that I was trying to convey to him. And he heard me, and he also agreed that we will keep the conversation going. So
that's good news. Well, keep us posted on that. We, of course, talked to the Department of Health quite a bit. But, yeah, if you hear anything else new on that last thing about the mass vaccination event for teachers, something you'd like to see, certainly let us know. I know you're busy. Representative Burton, anything you'd like to add, feel free, sir.
I'll just let you know that we do have a petition going around right now. It has over 2,000 signatures. It's been signed from people all across the state. I've actually seen a map earlier today where everybody has been signing. It's at actionnetwork.com, and I encourage everybody that wants to prioritize teachers to get the vaccination shot so we can get our kids back into class like we really need to do right now, that we can do that in a safe way. So I encourage everybody to go sign that petition.